This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. In the United Kingdom recently, the country's Supreme Court ruled on the employment status of Uber drivers. Uber argues that its drivers are independent contractors, not employees. The labor movement says that they are because of the rules and regulations they have to abide by. To find out how the ruling could affect workers in the UK, I talked to Rohan Subbasinghe. Mr. Subbasinghe is the legal director of the International Transport Workers Federation, the ITF. I asked him about the ruling of the UK court.
This case basically centered on two drivers, Yaseen Aslam and James Farah, who are the lead claimants in this case, who took Uber to court on behalf of a group of 23 other drivers claiming that they're workers. And worker status is the intermediary category between employee and the self-employed under English law. And worker status basically requires a contract for services and is still a form of self-employment, but one that guarantees fundamental workers' rights like the minimum wage, holiday pay, and protection against discrimination. And the workers won in the Employment Tribunal, which is the court of first instance for employment claims in the UK. But of course, Uber appealed, and the Supreme Court really represented the fourth and final time Uber could argue that their drivers are self-employed partners rather than workers. However, the unanimous decision of the Supreme Court was that it agreed with the Employment Tribunal, the Employment Appeal Tribunal, and the Court of Appeal that drivers are workers rather than self-employed independent contractors. Now, again, I think it's important to highlight that this was a unanimous decision with no judges dissenting, and the fact that the Supreme Court reiterated the level of control Uber has over its drivers by setting fares, by having the power to deactivate drivers who don't accept rides, by using the ratings given to drivers to manage their performance, and so on. And I think that a really important part of the judgment was that the Supreme Court basically guided lower courts to actually look at the working arrangements themselves as opposed to relying on contract language that would purport to classify drivers as independent contractors. And in doing this, they held that the purpose of employment protection legislation is precisely to protect workers who are paid too little for the work that they do, work who work excessive hours, so on and so forth. And I think that this is particularly important when we, you know, bear in mind the gig economy and the situation gig workers are placed in. And one final point, and I think this is also a critical one, is that the Supreme Court agreed with the Employment Tribunal that working time extends to periods when the drivers are logged into the Uber app and not only when they're carrying passengers. And this, of course, is huge if you consider the amount of time drivers have to cruise looking for passengers. So overall, a pretty incredible ruling from the UK Supreme Court.
What are the implications of this court decision for the Uber drivers in the UK?
If we look at the 25 drivers who were party to this particular case, now the case will return to the Employment Tribunal, which will decide on how much compensation they're actually entitled to. Now, in terms of looking at this from a wider perspective, thousands of other claims by drivers were actually stayed pending the Supreme Court outcome. Some sources already estimate that Uber may have to pay up to £100 million to over 10,000 drivers who have claims currently pending before the court. So the implication for Uber drivers in the UK is absolutely huge. And I would say that this goes even beyond Uber drivers, because there are several cases pending before the courts relating to other private hire car companies like Addison Lee, for example, which is a very large private hire company in London. And this decision could prove crucial for those workers as well. So the implications for Uber drivers and similarly situated drivers in the UK is absolutely huge.
Are there implications for workers in other countries?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd certainly say so. The crux of it is that the jurisprudence of UK courts and especially the Supreme Court are relied on by courts in Commonwealth countries and beyond. We've already seen colleagues in Kenya, New Zealand and South Africa highlighting their their eagerness to bring claims at the national level. And of course, this UK Supreme Court decision does not sit in isolation. We also had the French Supreme Court rule that Uber drivers are employees last year. So we're really seeing a pendulum swing towards the protection of worker rights in the gig economy by courts of last instance in a number of countries. And this will also have a big impact on upcoming regulatory initiatives on the gig economy, for example, in the European Union. So the timing couldn't be better. And yes, absolutely, this ruling will have major implications for workers in other countries.